This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
All it takes is hitting the right button. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there is so much to talk about tonight, isn't there? I mean, sincerely, we could beat up this. I mean, I am going to beat up the Meryl Streep. That's her name, right? Streep. A Streep thing. I'm going to beat that up a little bit, like everybody else is. But I got to tell you guys, you know, it's like crazy. I didn't mean to jump in this fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. Again, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. See it over here. If you're watching, it's right there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yep, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-thumping white guy. All those things that we've learned to hate, or you've been taught to hate, I should say. Right? What was it, Meryl Streep last night? She was saying that it's the Hollywood types that you've been told to hate? I mean, what kind of drugs is she on? I didn't want to jump into this. But, I mean, wasn't it asinine to her last night to say that it was the Hollywood types? Right? The people on the left were the ones out of Hollywood that were being hated, that were being told to be hated. She is out of her mind. She must have went to one of those crack parties before she got there. And when she talked about all that, you know, BS, you know, about the white privilege stuff and where white people are and all that, I had to roll around laughing. Look around the room, lady. You're in a room full of people that are there, according to what you said, they're there because of white privilege. They're the ones that get the money. Where's in Hollywood? And you were all of you were on the same page, wonderful people. All of you were on the same page with this. But wasn't Hollywood just accused of being racist because they weren't given enough jobs to black people? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, really, let this play out. They're the biggest group of low IQ hypocrites that have ever come about. You have to, either you have to be totally dishonest. Come on, think about this. You either have to be totally dishonest to believe what she said or even say what she said, or just stupid. There wasn't anything in her comments, really, that couldn't be turned around to any one of the cohorts there with her. Right? Now, let's talk about the hypocrisy of some of this, too. Now, again, in case I forget, because I know I'm just going to launch. Corey Duncan joins us. Not Corey Duncan. God, I hate when I do that. Tomorrow night, Corey Duncan joins us. He is wound up. Wound up tight. Tonight, Kimberly Moran's going to join me. And we are going to talk a little bit about this, along with a few other things. Yeah, I know. You know what? I put the wrong title in. What do you want from me? You know, the Baltimore, we're going to talk about this tomorrow night, Baltimore cops being in short supply. Gee, I wonder why. You know, when you don't stick up for your people, right? You got a town that's falling apart. You got legislators. You got elected officials that will throw you under the bus. Why in God's creation would you want to be a cop in Baltimore? You'd have to. You really would have to need some help. I'm talking psychiatric help. I feel bad for those guys. And like I said, Kimberly Morin's going to join us after the break. But back to Merrill. And, well, it's actually not even her. It's all about the Hollywood types, right? When you think about what they stand for, what they say they stand for, and you think about what Meryl Streep did a few years back, any of you know? Remember when she gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski? Roman Polanski, remember him? He was the guy that raped a young girl. Or I should say, excuse me, he was accused of rape. I don't know if he was... He might have been committed. He might have been found guilty and took off before he had to stand for sentence. But, you know, again, you think about that. Think about who they glorify. Fidel Castro. Right? The Iranian government. Not that they glorify the Iranian government, but they, you know, they think that we've treated them badly for too long. Give that some thought. This is the part that drives us nuts, is how disingenuous they are, how dishonest they are. You know, again, Meryl Streep. What was it? What year was it she did that? God, I hate when I do this. Where she actually came out for Roman Polanski. I had it here a second ago. 2003. See, I got it. She gave Roman Polanski a standing ovation at the 2003 Oscars. That was okay. Apparently, you know, it is okay to give these, like I said, what is it? He won an Oscar, and it's so honest. Everything is so honest. He couldn't even come pick up the award. Yeah, convicted. He was convicted of rape. Convicted. So these people are applauding, and this is why you shouldn't take them seriously, ever. These people applauded a convicted rapist who's a coward, wouldn't come back to this country to face his sentence. No, he left the country. He raped a 13-year-old girl. And he admitted he was guilty in 2011, so it wasn't like it was pinned on him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Kimberly right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
It was in Facebook. I mean, it was on Fox News a lot. We gotta go.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you do have to get involved in the conversation. If you're on Facebook, head over to, well, if you're on Facebook, I don't even know if you're listening. You can head over to Facebook if you want to. There's, you can watch live there. There's also a live, feed. Although I'd like to call it a chat room. It makes so much more sense. A live feed. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me just bring it right in. I thought she was freezing, so I was going to bring her on pretty quick, but I guess everything's cool where she's at. Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does on a regular basis here every week to talk about what's going on in her world. New England as a whole is always a little different than the rest of the country, aren't they?
That's an understatement.
Yeah, they have a whole different way they look at things and do business, and I think they're much more black and white than a lot of different parts of the country. But anyway, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it must be a New England thing because I don't, you know, when you and I were talking during the break before we got on here, you said, you know, Joe, I don't watch all those things. I don't watch all those, you know, Hollywood types and all that Hollywood weird stuff. I'm not into all that stuff either. I don't like the, I don't like all that, the award ceremonies and all of that because they get paid millions of dollars for lying, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they're just acting. They're entertainment. They're entertainers. Their job, their sole job, is to pretend they're someone they're not and entertain us. That's it. They're the people who fill our voids when we're bored out of our minds. That's what they do. They serve no other purpose. They really serve no other purpose. And that's great. I mean, entertainment is good, right? I just don't happen to be someone who watches television or even watches movies very often because I tend to fall asleep. But that's their job, to entertain us when we're bored and have nothing better to do.
But
because otherwise we're watching and doing other important things.
Kimberly, why do you think we give them, the American populace gives them so much credit? I mean, you know, they listen to them, they think they're worth something, they think they've got something to say. I don't get any of it. Why do you think they get so much credit with the American people?
Because the population has been dumbed down to just think these people are so great. You know, they put them on this pedestal like, oh my gosh, they're so wonderful. I mean, how is it that Kim Kardashian has an audience? Because people are just dumbed down. They don't care. And you remember, years ago, television ended at, what, 11 o'clock or midnight or something?
Yeah.
Now it's 24/7. There's a gazillion channels. You can buy stuff. You can play games. There's so many things on television that it's ridiculous. So it's just propagandized, you know, over all these years. Whereas before, you know, it probably wasn't as big of a deal. And they probably didn't talk about politics as often.
Thousands of channels. Yeah, this was the same woman that gave Meryl Streep, she gave Polanski a standing ovation. Even though he raped a 13-year-old, he admitted to it in 2011. He actually came out and said, yeah, you know, I did it. Not proud of it, but I did it. You know, things were different back then, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going, what was different? 13-year-old girls are 13-year-old girls. It doesn't matter when it is, right?
Right. No, I agree. And, you know, that's okay. I guess that's okay in Holly Weirdoville.
Yeah, well.
You know.
And again, I still don't know why we give them so much credit. That's the thing that's always eluded me. I've never understood why we think that their attitude or their take on an issue or what have you means anything at all. I just don't get where we're coming from.
You know what? If they're talking about acting or the conditions in their industry, that I would understand because that's their industry. But when they start talking about all these other things that they mostly know nothing about, the fact that they even talk about politics when they live in an alternate reality it amazes me. Most of them just come off as morons. And it doesn't matter what side they're on, although they're mostly on the left. Most of them just come off as morons.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm tired of this stuff, but I love making fun of this stuff. Let me give you another good one. You always love these stories I throw out at you. A Hispanic student says that I refuse to take up the identity of American because it's the most blatant of microaggressions. Right? So
The
young Americans is a growing problem that leads to just much confusion, as it does frustration with the opinions of those who disagree now being called microaggressors. And the left fuels this. The left feeds on this. So as they fuel these nonsensical outbursts, that according to according to their logic, can't even be talked about without being offensive. Now America is on a slippery slope, according to many. This was a country that was once founded on religion, hard work, and no shortage of blood and guts, right? I mean, our founding fathers gave it up, you know, for us, for America. Now, during an event, now, watch your tongue here. During an event hosted by the Queer Student Union at the University of Virginia, a student claimed that identifying as American was a microaggression. All right? Now, he's a gay Hispanic. So I guess I'm just trying to put this in perspective for myself here. I guess being on American soil at an American college professors that are being paid in American dollars by American taxpayers, being protected by American soldiers and or police, is somehow a microaggression. What am I missing here?
You know, if he doesn't want to identify, or if he doesn't feel comfortable identifying as an American, as a gay Hispanic, he can go to, one of the countries in the Middle East that would probably throw him off a tall building. He doesn't have to stay here. He doesn't have to be here. No one's forcing him to be here and be in this country, the country that clearly is microaggressing against him. I mean, there's no safe space in America if you don't think that it's an aggression against your belief because you're a gay Hispanic. I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, because, yes. But the American parts would always bother me. These people that go off and think that me asking you to be an American, to be a citizen, to do the right thing, to learn the Pledge of Allegiance, to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance, all those things are somehow now are regressions. They have absolutely nothing to do with just doing the right thing, just being the right thing.
I just don't even know what to say about these people anymore. And this is the other problem. This is getting pushed in public education, K through 12. Then it gets really, really ingrained into these people in colleges and universities and on television as well. You know, the Holly weirdos, they do this kind of thing too. This is the problem we have. You know, you can be whatever you want in this country, but we're all Americans. That's what unites us. And what the left has done is created all these different little individual groups to keep us divided, because if we are divided as a nation, it will always be the government putting their foot on our throats, their boots on our throats, because if we united, they would be in big trouble.
Hey, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Don't go far. She's got a lot more to say, and so do I. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And that's about what it takes, too. It's cocaine. That's an old song. Cocaine, to figure out all the... There is so much craziness going on in this country. The left just won't let it go. They just won't let it go. And it's feeding into all this anger. It's feeding into all the nasties. I love those... lunatics from Hollywood that did that piece the other day, who lied about the fact that violence is now up because of Trump. I'm sorry, those four black kids who beat up the white kid, I'm sure they beat up the white kid in support of Trump, right? I'm sure that's exactly what went on. Women are more abused, according to those Hollywood freaktoids, because of Trump. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I'm trying to figure out where are they... I don't know. I was going to say, where do they get their logic? But they don't have any logic. So apparently they're not pulling it out of any barrel that we know of. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Yeah, see, I'm winding myself up now, Kimberly.
Good, you deserve it.
You always tell me I do it to you, and then you can't relax after you get off the phone. But no, I people are buying into this. They're doing the same garbage, the same crap that they used to do. A couple of years back during the elections, where they were winding everybody up with a war on women, Republicans hate women. It just they keep going down that road, and I'd like to say it's not working, but maybe it's not working for the vote, but it is working for violence in the street, don't you think?
I think if we probably look, I bet you we see an increase, and blame that on Obama. That's Obama. Because not only has he denigrated police throughout his term, starting with the Cambridge police by saying they acted stupidly when they did not, he has done it through his whole term. Listen, part of the extreme left, a.k.a. commies, goal is to make it so people absolutely turn against the police force and don't trust them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and expand it and make it worse. Because when you can't trust the police, then some people, like we've seen, will start actually acting out against them. And they think it's okay. Look, we know that incident, where was it, where I think Chicago, the four black kids tortured that disabled white kid.
I believe so. I believe it was Chicago. I could be off, but I think it was.
I think it might be, but I'd have to double check. But that's been going on since 2011. That's nothing new. If you've ever read the book, maybe you should talk to this guy. I forget his name now, Flaherty. White Girl Bleed a Lot. He's been identifying this trend of black youth bombs, literally beating up, attacking, sometimes even killing anybody who isn't black and straight. Because they don't care if you're black and gay. If you're gay, you're done too. But these kids, these youth, are getting away with it across the country because they're black.
Well, yeah. Well, but you heard the lunatics over at CNN, right? I mean, I went off on this a couple of nights because they wouldn't stop, so I wouldn't stop. But the lunatics on CNN, this was just a couple of kids that were irritated. This wasn't evil. This wasn't hateful. It shouldn't be a hate crime. You know, after 100 years of slavery, slavery's only over for 100 years. What do you expect? Are you serious? What do I expect? Don't roll me up on this one, but they've got to find excuses for this. A white guy does something for any reason, no matter what, and he is Satan's spawn. But when we have a minority do it, it's all over, right? There's a justification.
No, Joe. If a white guy does something like this, they blame all white people. Remember that.
Oh, that's right.
They blame all white people. Yeah. They don't just blame that one white guy who obviously had issues and blah, blah, blah. So they blame all white people. Just like when somebody does something crazy with a gun, with a firearm, something horrifying, they blame all gun owners. But when it comes to this kind of behavior, which has become an epidemic in this country where black youth are doing this kind of thing on a regular basis, they ignore it. Ignore.
Because we deserve it. Just ask them. We deserve it. They'll tell you that.
I'm going to say a bad word.
Be nice. Don't get me thrown off the air now.
I'll be nice.
But again, you think about that. You think about where they're coming from, and they're trying to spin. And you watch, you know, I said it about Ryan. I was right when I talked about watching some of the things he does. He's not that hardcore staunch conservative. We all believe him to be. You know, you watch Hollywood. You watch some of our elected officials or what have you. They're turning this into the steam is being released. Look what Trump has done over the last year. You're going to see more and more of this kind of violence and or rioting because it's just been building up in these young people for so long. Watch what happens.
Why is violence and rioting built up in these young people? Because the Democrats have kept their families and them in poverty for decades? Because the Democrats have kept them in horrifying inner-city public educational nightmares because of unions? Everything that these people are experiencing has been caused by the Democrats. Not white people, not everyday white people anyway, white left-wing Democrats. You want to take your anger out on someone, you go there. But you know what? Take it out, point your finger at yourself and your parents first, because you're the ones who keep voting them in. You're weak, but you sow.
Yeah. Look, I totally agree with you. I don't know if you caught this the other day, but I am so tired, and I've been in, I was in the computer world for years and years and years, but I'm so tired of these boneheads talking about the hacking, okay? First, you know, they make it sound like this is a real sneaky inward road to hacking. My understanding was that the DNC had some of the worst firewalls and a 16-year-old could have gotten into that system. ABC's...
Wait.
What?
I got to tell you this really quick.
Go ahead.
A moron Democrat state senator in New Hampshire, his name is Jeff Woodburn, wants to possibly ban Russian vodka because of the supposed hacking.
God, he's one of yours, isn't he? Got to be one of yours.
God.
Yeah. Watch what happens if you try to go ahead and ban vodka. We'll see what goes on. But here's the deal. We've known this has been going on forever. I get all that. But this is what I love. When ABC's John Carl, now this is not Fox News, right? This is not a right-wing conservative bunch of crackpot news sources. This is ABC's John Carl. And he asked the White House why they weren't so freaked out, why they weren't so upset when China hacked us. You remember that? So when China hacked us a while back, and they didn't do it once. They did it several times. And no matter what was said, no matter what was done, no matter what questions were asked, the answer was always, yeah, you know, we do it with each other, we do this, we do that, we know there's espionage going on. It's something we deal with. If it gets really egregious, then we'll jump on it. But in this case, when Josh Earnest tried, you know how he does his little dance around it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Josh Earnest says, yeah, of course the cyber incidents are malicious in nature, Russia's and Chinese's. Carl goes back to say, hey, 20 million people had their personal data taken. You know, we had spy information on there. We had some people very close to who protect the president were on those lists, fingerprints, social security numbers, background. There was all on there. Why didn't you guys make a big deal about it then?
Look, the only reason that they're trying to put this on Russians is because they still don't want to speak to the fact of what was in those emails. They don't want to address that. And if people were talking about that, people would still be extremely angry at the Democrats. So they have to make up some other story to distract from how bad Democrats really are.
Mm-hmm.
To their own kind, never mind everybody else, to their own members of their own party. They are horrific.
Okay.
So they just are trying to distract from that.
Well, I know you're smarter than my average guest, but one of the things that I don't think people are talking much about that I caught is they've taken this whole thing on the hacks, right? So they've taken it off of Podesta. They've taken it off of what we found out about the DNC. Think about what you're doing here, right? Now they're making it sound like it had a profound effect on the election, that the Russians are this, the Russians are that, the Russians are doing worse, and now we're no longer talking about the Taco Bowl. We're no longer talking about the DNC making fun of a black lady's name. We're no longer talking about what the DNC did to Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Right?
No, we aren't. Exactly, and that's why they did it. It just took them a little bit to figure it out, and by that time it was too late. You know, they still thought Hillary was going to win,
mm-hmm.
even when people found out how horrible Democrats are. They still thought Hillary was going to win. So when she lost, they were in such shock that first they had to cry and whine and have a little hissy fit. But then they had to come with an excuse why she lost. The excuse couldn't be Democrats are horrifying, their policies are horrifying, Obama's is horrifying, and
we got to go to a quick break. Yeah, hold on.
Oh,
I know. I know. Don't you love it? I'm Joe Vecini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. I'll allow Kimberly to unload then.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick.
We are back.
Yes, sir. I'm
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me, and, you know, I really thought I was going to be able to tease you about being cold tonight, because I'm watching all this weather happen, and I just can't believe it's not happening, really happening, up where you're at, New England as a whole.
No. We had a little snow the other day, and that was it. I mean, we didn't get hit where I live. I live in the sea coastal region, so we either get hit or we don't.
Yeah.
Basically. So... We didn't get it so bad.
Well, anyway, we don't. When you're, I'm so frustrated with all this. They're coming at us from every direction, and I'm not frustrated that we have to fight them, because I wouldn't expect anything less. You know what I mean? But the fact that they're coming at us like this, and it's the Hollywood types, right? It's the elected officials. Now, I heard today, if this is true, I heard that Congress is looking at a bill to be able to arrest elected officials who break federal law, like the sanctuary city things or what have you.
Yeah.
So if an elected official gives an order to break a federal law, then they can arrest that person. They can actually put them in jail. They can bring them under arrest.
Well, let's face reality. You or I would be arrested if we broke federal law, wouldn't we?
Yes. Did I tell you last week? You know, I'm on a school board in California, in Southern California, okay? And I had a reporter call me who wanted to know how I felt about signing a resolution, you know, bringing one in front of the board, signing a resolution to be a sanctuary school district, right? They have sanctuary campuses. And I said to him, so you want me to break the law? Well, no, I don't want you to break the law. I said, but you're asking me to sign something that says I will break the law because it's against federal and state law. I swore it up to hold the Constitution of both the state of California and the federal government. And so you're asking me to sign something to make something happen, to swear to do something that is against both of those constitutions. And he got quiet. And then he said, well, it's the right thing to do. And I said, so again, I'm asking you. You're asking me to break the law. I'm not gonna break the law. I don't buy into this garbage that you guys are pushing where we're not ripping kids off of campuses that are there illegally or we think of they're illegally or their parents are here illegally. It's not how we operate. And you talk about hate mongering, you're the guys that are pushing the hate mongering, you know?
Well, yeah, and you're certainly not going to break the law and put, why should you break the law and put your neck on the line? That doesn't even make any sense.
No. Well, they don't, but see, think about what's going on around the state. The law doesn't apply anymore. When it comes to political issues, when it comes to these kinds of things, the law doesn't apply for these people anymore because you're supposed to do what they perceive to be the right thing no matter what. The proof is the sanctuary cities. Look at the sanctuary cities as a whole. They feel it's right to protect illegals that are here illegally, that broke the law coming here, that are breaking the law on a regular basis, and that's okay. And it doesn't matter what the law says because it makes them feel good.
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. As long as it makes them feel good, it's all good, right? It doesn't matter how it hurts anyone else. Doesn't matter how it hurts actual citizens. So, as long as they feel good, then it's good for them.
So somebody sent me this that you'll get a kick out of, all right? And I got to think, I get what they were saying, and I agree with them. Celebrities call for a massive all-round strike in Hollywood until the fascist known as Trump resigns. Rosie O'Donnell, Deborah Messing, Ed Asner, Michael Shannon, among many dozens and dozens and dozens of these people that have signed this. So I got to thinking about this. This might be a good thing. They should do this. Because what they should do is they should have this massive strike, and all those left libtards should go sit in a corner somewhere until Trump resigns. And while they're waiting for Trump to resign, then all the solid, good, conservative, American-loving actors can step up and fill all those roles that these libtards are all sitting in right now. That wouldn't be such a bad thing, now would it?
I don't think they'd be missed very much. I believe they think they are more important than they actually are. What's Deborah Messing or even done lately? I mean, who cares?
Right.
I personally wouldn't miss them because I don't watch them in the first place. Right. Half of these people, the names I hear now, I don't even know who they are or what they're in. I have no idea.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of them, too. Full of themselves. Just totally full of themselves.
Oh, absolutely. They'd be giving themselves awards all the time if they could.
Well, didn't Obama just do that?
Yeah, they do.
Well, I don't know. I'm sitting here on a regular basis, and I'm saying to myself, until we decide to do the right thing, till we decide, you know, as conservatives, not to support these things. Look at what was her? We talked about her last week. What was it? Mariah Carey. Yeah, I don't know any of these people. Can you tell? Mariah Carey or any of them, Beyonce. If they don't line up with what we want, why do we support them? Why do we buy their stuff? Why do we buy their songs? When are we going to stop doing this garbage?
I don't. If someone has a certain opinion, you know, maybe I'll watch a movie if they're not really out. If they don't infuse it into their, you know, when they're supposed to be doing their acting thing, right?
Right.
I used to be a huge Madonna fan for years, since the 80s when she first came out, and don't judge me. But you know what? I knew her politics, and I was like, whatever. But when she came out on stage and said some nasty things about Palin, and I'm not even a big fan of Palin at all, I was like, you know what? I'm done. The music sucks now anyway, but I'm done, because why am I going to support you when you had to do that in the middle of your show? If you did it outside of your show, that's your private, personal, I don't care. Just like I don't do it in my work. We have this conversation about that play, Hamilton. Do it outside of work. It's your own private, personal business. Don't do it when you're doing your thing within your industry that you're getting paid to do.
I agree with you. I don't go there. The biggest pushback I ever got while doing radio was I came out against Carlos Santana. And Carlo was out there, and he did one or two songs, and he stopped. And he gave this whole speech about how nasty America is because it wants to push the borders. It won't allow people that are coming here to get away from their war-torn or crime-riddled cities and all this other stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, we don't come to hear your speeches on what you believe to be truth or not true. I mean, you're in America. You're being protected by American police forces. And you're telling me how bad America is? You couldn't do what you could do. What you're doing here now, you couldn't do in your country.
Well, exactly. But yet they hate us.
Oh, it's just amazing. I don't know. You know what? I was going to set you up, and then you reminded me tonight you don't watch TV. You don't have a TV, right?
No.
Or you don't watch television?
No, I have a TV because my husband watched it. I didn't used to have one. I did not have one for a long time.
Oh, so he's brought you over to the dark side. So you got more and more of these comedies coming up that are kind of off and kind of weird. One of them is a Fox comedy. It features a six-year-old trans boy wearing a bondage device as a gag. Think about this. I want you to think about this. A six-year-old boy, or trans boy, he's playing a trans boy, that is wearing a bondage gag. And I'm thinking, I'm dead serious. I'll send you the link to this. When do we stop this stuff? Now, I've seen some of these, what do they call them, trailers or teasers for some of these shows that are coming up or that have been on or coming back for the second season. This one is called The Mick. Have you heard about this?
I've heard that name, but isn't that a denigration for Irish people?
Well, I always thought it was too, but apparently today, if you're on the left and you apply it a certain way, all these words are good, okay for you, but under no circumstances are they good for conservative. But anyway, one of the lines in the scene is he's wearing a dress, and a girl says, you know, it's got to be kind of cold or something like that. And he says, well, you know, wearing a dress like this, it's kind of breezy. It blows on my vagina. Okay, this is what we've got, six-year-old. These are good, wholesome family shows now. Which is why why we don't take Hollywood seriously anymore. Why we don't give them any credit anymore. I'm kind of lost.
They're the ones who perpetrated all of this. I mean, they did this. They because they love, they're part of the left. They've been part of this whole shift to the left. I mean, do you remember when Obama first came in office, there was a whole propaganda wing for Hollywood, for art, for music, for all kinds of stuff. They were getting grants and whatever. It was a propaganda wing. You could see it infused in television programming, in theater, and all over the place. And that was intentional. Absolutely intentional.
All right, we're up against it, but I want to let people know. Hey, if you're on Facebook, we restart at the top of the hour. And you don't want to miss this because in the next hour, we're going to talk about incest and now how that is becoming acceptable. One woman in Cosmo says, I fell in love with my son, and I plan to have his children. I am Joe Messina, your host. I knew if I left you on that one, you wouldn't be able to sleep tonight. Tell people really quick where they can find you.
The answer, political buzz, Granite Cross, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeING. I'm the one who's shaking my head.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot of crazy stories coming up after the break. We'll be right back.